Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and now is the time to fight back against the war on masculinity in American society today. Thankfully, the patriots at Chalk, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. I've been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk for like 3 years now. It is incredible. They are here to help make American men strong again. Testosterone fueled again. Maximize your masculinity today at choq.com. Use the code Jesse for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. choq.com, code Jesse. Limited time offer. Subscription cancelable at any time.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my sponsor and my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values. Go to puretalk.com/Jesse to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Jesse.
Have some fun on a Tuesday, and woo, we are kind of going back and forth all over the map tonight. We have, when do you lose being a human being? How does that happen? What's that process like? I'm going to get to that in just a minute. I'll explain. It's about the hurricane stuff. Is the future of having police protection, is that only going to be reserved for rich people? This headline out of New York City is not getting enough news. We'll talk about that. We're going to salute somebody who gave up a lot. We're going to talk about voters getting exactly what they voted for and how I lack any sympathy for them at all. And somebody wants to know if they should take your kids and vaccinate them behind your back. We'll get to emails, all that, and much more coming up tonight on The Jesse Kelly Show. But before we get to the privatization of police, that's out of New York, I want to address something else, because I think about this a lot. For good or bad, I study human nature. I find human beings to be fascinating. And not just myself, Chris. No, seriously, I find humans fascinating. The good of them, the bad of them, I find it all fascinating. When I see somebody and it's somebody, let's say it's somebody I admire, like me, I wonder, how did he get that way? I look at myself in the mirror and I think, what are the things that made Jesse so great? What made the Shogun as great as he is? But in all seriousness, I think about this when it comes to bad people too. Because
they were all babies at one point in time. Innocent little newborn babies. Human beings. Human beings with thoughts and feelings. At some point in time, they all were capable of having genuine empathy for what other people were going through. But then I look at so many of the monsters today. So many of them, mainly I'm talking about our politicians. I'm talking about journalists. You know, the worst people in society. Politicians, journalists, the elite, all these guys. And I look at how subhuman they've become. And honestly, I find it fascinating how that happened. Like, for instance, this is what I mean. Hurricane Ian is currently knocking out power in Cuba as we speak. It's heading towards Florida. I'm sure you've seen there's all kinds of people gathering supplies all over the country. Eric Adams did a big gather in New York City for let's get some stuff done. Okay, so Hurricane Ian's coming. Now, what do you say? Let's say you haven't seen the news. What do you say if I come up to you and I say, hey, did you hear hurricane, big hurricane is coming for Florida? What do you say? What's the first thing out of your mouth? Oh, I hope everyone's okay. That's human nature. Oh, I hope everyone's okay. We should pray for him. Or it's something along those lines. Immediately, because you're still a human being. Immediately, when I say something like that, it doesn't have to be a hurricane, right? Earthquake, school shooting. Hey, there was a school shooting. Oh, no. Hey, let's say a prayer. I hope everyone's okay. That's immediately either what you say or what you think. That's universal. Everyone listening to the sound of my voice thinks the exact same way. Oh, no. I hope everything's going to be okay. I want you to listen to Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. And I want you to listen well. This human being's asked about a hurricane, a natural disaster coming for Florida. Now, you hear about Hurricane Ian and people evacuating, and immediately you have a heart for someone else. I want you to listen to this person. And yeah, you could be bad. You scream at the radio. Oh, that's fine. I do the same thing. But I want to know, how did you become like this?
And two, you've got leaders in Congress Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, as well as their Republicans that want to work with them, where we have been able to step by step by step push these bills through. And so I think so many times people counted us out, but we want to make clear we've got the backs of the American people. And while we have clear disagreements, we don't want, if the Republicans take charge, a number of them have been talking about an abortion ban. You guys know that. You featured on the show. That's why we've got to win this midterm. We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms. We understand that.
Set aside the abortion stuff. Honestly, set aside the climate change stuff. Set aside that stuff for a moment. Amy Klobuchar, at one point in time, was a child, an innocent child. I look at that, probably because I'll never know the answer, right? But I look at that human being, somebody who sees a hurricane coming for Florida, and immediately, yeah, hey, this is a great opportunity, guys. That's awesome. Hey, we can campaign on climate change. That'll be awesome. There's nothing in the soul anymore. It's immediately viewed as an opportunity. You see them do this with school shootings all the time. They can't even hide. They don't even bother trying to hide their glee anymore. It's immediately. Kathy Hochul, she almost sprained an ankle sprinting to the podium last time there was a massacre. Remember that Buffalo school shooting? Not school shooting, the Buffalo grocery store shooting? Kathy Hochul was practically smiling at the microphone. I want to know, how does that happen? Is that parents? Is it school? Elementary school? College? Is it the books they read? The movies they watch? Is it just part of being, I don't know, in politics? As much of a horrible person as I am, and I am, and I fully admit this, when I hear about a hurricane coming, like even for Cuba, I'm not going to sit and cry. I'm not going to lie to you about it. I'm not sitting here, oh, those poor Cubans. But immediately when I saw
it was crushing people in Cuba, I said to myself, ah, man, those poor people. That's what you say too. What happens? What happens in your life when that stops happening? What was the final moment? What was the progression of these people's lives? I'm glad I brought up Kathy Hochul because I'll never get over this one. In the wake of that horrible shooting at a grocery store in Buffalo, Kathy Hochul, I think the families, if I remember right, the families of the dead were still being notified. Hey, mom's never coming home again. Hey, your brother's never coming home again. Kathy Hochul was already at the microphone using it to campaign, to gun grab. Kathy Hochul at one point in time, I know you may find this hard to believe, Kathy Hochul was an innocent child at some point, capable of empathy, capable of genuine human emotions. How does that change? When does that change? How does that happen? I've brought this up before. Secretary Granholm, our energy secretary, she's one of the leaders right now of bringing about the most massive genocide in the history of the world. That's the climate change movement. That's what it will bring about. I think about this. I think about her when I hear her like this.
Actually, the transition is really a transformation, a transformational opportunity. America seizing the opportunity to build this whole new industrial sector that will help the world decarbonize.
A transition. It's a transformational opportunity. Now, that human being, she knows full well, the transitional opportunity will mean people dying by the million, especially in poor countries. She knows that. This is not news. If you told her that, she would totally get that. Hey, Secretary, you know that these policies, you know that the world runs on oil and gas, and if you try to force these policies through like you're doing, you know that that's going to kill a billion people. She knows, and it doesn't move her even a little bit. It doesn't move her at all. Now, again, just like Klobuchar, just like Kathy Hochul, at one point in time, Granholm was a fully formed human being. As a child, that person had a heart for others. I want to know, how do you go from being human to being that? What happens to you? What happens to you when you hear there's a hurricane coming and the first thing you do is, hey, we need to pass a bill. Oh, wait, this is an exciting opportunity. When school shootings and hurricanes are viewed as exciting opportunities for you, it's probably time for you to step away and do some serious soul searching. And when I say soul searching, I mean dig in and find out if you even have one left. All right. Now, the future of having police protection, is it only for the rich people? It might be. Hang on, I'll explain.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'll be honest with you. I love that song. I still don't know what he says there at the end of the main chorus. Lipstick pop or lip blitzkrieg? Blitzkrieg pop? Chris, is that what you think? Are you lying about that? Chris, I can guess what it is. Oh, it's the name of the song? Well, I didn't know that. Look, Chris, I'm focusing on my own band, okay? Delirious Consequences. Our band is going to be incredible. Look, as a singer-songwriter, I don't expect you to understand the creative process I go through, but I can't pay attention to everyone else's music. Anyway, it's the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All those are welcome to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I love this Biden line. This guy's something else.
So God bless you all and pray that we come figure out how to come together better than we have so far, because a lot of people's lives and futures depend upon it, and I'm confident.
Figure out how to come together. That was Biden from today. Figure out how to come together better than we have so far. Huh. And it's funny, because, man, I distinctly remember the last year and a half.
Ask the right questions.
What a stupid son of a...
Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say?
Go back and read what I said.
Why? You're getting nervous, man.
That is an interesting reading of English. I assume you got into journalism because you like to write.
I want to talk about happy things, man.
What did I say? He's just been a jerk forever. Stood up in front of the whole country. Called it a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Remember when he told us? Do you remember when he told us that we've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin? You remember when he pulled that one out on us?
We've been patient.
And now? Oh, you have it, Chris?
Patience is wearing thin.
Our patience is wearing thin, and now we get this.
So God bless you all and pray that we come figure out how to come together better than we have so far, because a lot of people's lives and futures depend upon it, and I'm confident.
Just trying to bring us all together, you Nazi white supremacist who's threatening democracy. All right. Now, cops, the future of policing. Because this is something we all need to consider. As you know, I have many, many friends in various police forces. Probably the most is the NYPD. It's just something that's happened over the years that I've developed many friends there. And I've been talking to them a lot, especially over the past couple of years, about what's happening. Not just the horrible George Soros DAs, not just a crappy mayor, but the fact that they're so ostracized that they are now, they're seeing not just the retirements go through the roof, it's who is retiring. Remember, who is leaving your organization and who is coming in is a critically important part of it. If we just think of people like their numbers, then we miss the actual contributions. Oh, okay, the NYPD lost 100 officers last month. Okay. Who were they? Look, we're not all equal. Equal's a lie. Remember, equality is a lie. We are not equal. Nobody's equal. I'm not equal to you. You're not equal to me. We're not equal to Chris. You're not equal to the guy on the sidewalk. We're not equal. There is no such thing as equality, period. It does not exist. Who are the 100 guys who quit? Because if it's 100 turds who could never make the physical requirements, who were lazy on the job, possibly corrupt, well, that's a net win, isn't it? But if I told you 100 New York City police officers retired and they were all experienced cops, many of them experienced detectives with years on the job, and they're the ones leaving, well, you've got a whole different problem. And what I've tried to explain over and over again, because people, and I know you're going to think this is cynical, but let's drill down on this. People think because of like what happened with New York, when Rudy Giuliani, remember, New York was in the toilet crime-wise. And then that brought about a pendulum swing. Hey, we need someone tough on crime. Hey, here's Rudy Giuliani. He took down the mob. Giuliani came in, cleaned up the city. So now people believe that's about to happen again. And I've been trying to explain to people that's not going to happen again. The mechanics of the Democratic Party and the mechanics of the Democrat machine are so different now. There is no mechanism whatsoever that's going to bring someone like that in. And there's something else happening. It's more than just violent criminals being turned on the loose. Those cops who are retiring, they're all the studs. They're all the guys. When someone's kicking in the door of your apartment at 2 a.m. on a Saturday night, they're the guy you want charging up the stairs to save you. You know what they're doing? They're moving to Florida. They're going to go drive the safe suburbs and hang out with hot soccer moms in Florida. They're not going to stay in New York with a DA who's turning vile street scum loose. They're going to move on. Now, I like to game these things out in my head. So what does that look like? What does it look like if they're all gone? Well, here's what it looks like. There are always going to be super wealthy people in the cities, and most definitely New York City. It's just, look, it's the business hub of the world, not even America, of the world. But what's going to happen is this. As the NYPD evaporates in front of your eyes, rich people, they're simply going to arm up with their own version of private security, a private police force. You're already beginning to see it be sold at a bigger level than just me bringing it up. I'll dig into this story with you in just a moment. Before I do that, let's do something. Let's be more purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money. Put our money where our morals are, all that. Where do you get your bedding? Where do you get your pajamas? You need a dog bed? Where do you get the things you wear on your feet around the house? Slippers, slides, sandals, moccasins. Are you going to the big box stores? You know, MyPillow, they have a screaming deal on all the stuff you put on your feet now. $29.98. You can get stuff as low as $29.98 when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. Put your money where your morals are. Get the highest quality stuff I've ever seen. This stuff is like walking around on a cloud. I wear them here in the studio. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available.
available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They are dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I need, remember, if you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. All right, this was the headline I've been talking about. Privatizing police duties could save cities like New York City hundreds of millions to focus on crime. And it goes on to discuss how we can offload traffic management duties and things like this. Okay, let's set all that stuff aside. Let's look ahead. Remember, never take the headline, never take the article at face value. Always look ahead to see where this is going. Do you see where American cities will go, where they'll be? You see where it's happening? Cities already obviously are divided. Right, there's Brooklyn, there's the Bronx. Yeah, I'm in Queens. The cities are divided anyway. You're going to have parts of cities only for the uber rich, with their own private police force making sure they're good to go, and there will be probably a physical wall around it. If not, there'll be certain restrictions where anything outside of the uber rich neighborhoods, it'll be escape from New York. It will be the most crime infested, vile, violent place around. I see it coming as clear as day. As middle class people flee the cities, as middle class people have had enough, whoever can get out is getting out. What's it going to leave left? Just think about this with me. Game this out. What's it going to leave in the cities? Uber rich and uber poor. Anyone else who could get out, middle class, upper middle class, they can go buy a $200,000 home in the burbs. They can move to Florida. They can do these other things. So as they get out, you're only leaving two extremely different classes of people in the city. Uber rich, uber poor. Uber rich are not going to walk down sidewalks where homeless guys put their hands down their pants in front of their wives. Uber rich guys, they're not going to send their wife out with the girls to have a ladies' night only to have her trip over a man with a heroin needle in between his toes. This is currently the experience of wealthy people in city after city after city across the United States of America. They won't exist like that forever. They will make sure they are taken care of. And the reason I'm thinking about this is this. How horrible it's going to be for the uber poor. You think it's bad in poor urban neighborhoods now, and it most definitely is. What does that neighborhood look like when all the capable cops have packed up and moved to Texas, and you only have a bunch of turds left on the police force, and the turds on the police force know if they actually get physical with a bad guy, they'll lose their job and probably end up in prison, and they know if they actually manage to get handcuffs on the guy and get him arrested and get him down into jail, that he's simply going to be released with no bail within 24 hours. Have you thought about what that means for the ultra-poor neighborhoods? Because I guarantee you one thing. The hedge fund guy who's worth $800 million currently residing in a Manhattan penthouse, he's never going to have to deal with those criminals.
He's simply going to spend the money he needs to spend and do what he needs to do to make sure him, his wife, and his kids never have to smell the stink of all of it. But the poor, as is so often the case, will be completely disregarded and forgotten about. No one will even mention them. And the wildest thing to me is this. You still have people like Eric Adams not addressing problems, bragging about the place.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. And when people see it, it means something. You know, when we go there, it's not, Kansas doesn't have a brand. You know, when you go there, okay, you're from Kansas. No. Well, you know what? But New York has a brand.
It's so funny. Stupid guys in Kansas. I've been to Kansas a bunch. Nobody's ever peed in front of me on the sidewalk in broad daylight. Oh, Eric Adams. No. You don't seem to understand this. You most definitely do have a brand. You do. The thing is, it's not the brand you had in the year 2000 at all. You have a brand, Mayor. You most definitely have a brand. You know what? Don't take my word for it. I'm just an angry right winger. You're sitting there probably listening to the sound of my voice right now on the great 710 WOR of New York. You know what? You want to know what your brand is, Mayor? Go to Japan. Find somebody on the sidewalk and ask them what they think of New York City. You'll find out what your brand is. Go to London. Ask them. Hey, what do you think about New York City right now? Find out what your brand is. But stay in America. Go down to Nashville. Go to Kansas. Go down to those stupid no-name hicks in Kansas. Ha, ha, ha. No brand. Go ask them what your brand is. And you tell me, are you proud of that brand? Because it is your brand. And this is the problem. And all these scumbag New York City mayors like de Blasio and Adams, they all do this thing. Oh, New York had a brand under Giuliani and Bloomberg. The brand was, wow, the city's actually safe and really freaking cool. And then you guys took over and ruined it. And the problem is you still think your brand is the one Rudy Giuliani handed to you. But that's not your brand. My parents, you know what your brand is? My parents aren't heavily political people. Probably 2008, 2010, somewhere in there. That was when I started doing more traveling domestically, and that's when I discovered New York City and fell in love with it. Absolutely fell in love with the place. Yeah, you know this. I've told you this story 1,000 times. And I finally, my dad is not big on travel and definitely not big on travel to the cities. He prefers the country. And I finally talked my parents into going to New York City. They went to New York City one time. They were already looking at apartments in the place. They were in love with it. They found, oh, get this, Chris. They found a church they loved in New York City. They were moving in, at least part-time. That's how much they loved it. My parents, they won't visit again. They'll never visit New York City again. Oh, yeah. You cities definitely have a brand. You most definitely do. But don't do this thing where you think your brand is what you were. Because that ain't what your brand is. Remember, you're always branding. Your branding is what you are. Actually, that's helpful advice Michael Berry gave me when I started in radio 4 years ago. He said, remember, you're always branding at all times. And I said, man, that sounds a little corporate-y, a little cynical. He said, I don't care what it sounds like. You are branding at all times. That doesn't just apply to huge radio stars and singer-songwriters like me, Chris. That also applies to cities. Oh, we have a brand. Oh, yeah, you sure do, bud.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. And when people see it, it means something. You know, when we go there, it's not, Kansas doesn't have a brand. You know, when you go there, okay, you're from Kansas. No. Well, you know what?
Stupid Kansas. They don't have a brand. Headline, woman sexually assaulted in the New York subway. Man, where is that headline from? Huh. Oh, yeah, it's right there in the headline. New York. Let me see. Hold on. I have a I know Chris and Michael printed out a bunch of articles for me here. Let me see how many subway rapes there were in Kansas today. Man, I don't have any. Chris, could you maybe do a little more research? Could you give me a list of all the subway rapes in Kansas today? I would love the numbers on that. Oh, you have a brand, but you most definitely do have a brand. It's just not the one you think it is. Not even close. All right. Time to honor somebody outside of the norm for me to honor, who actually stood up and made sacrifices. And the assault on our history. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before we get to that, let's get to the Do-Good Village. You know what the Do-Good Village is? Tunnel to Towers. You know, the incredible charity that rose after 9/11. They decided they were going to start paying off mortgages for cops and firemen, for all the first responders who lost their lives there, trying to join, trying to do good, trying to help. And they're always doing more and always doing more. Right now, they're building a 110-home community in Florida so widows and orphans can come together and help each other and heal with each other. Free of charge. That's freaking incredible. That's what your $11 a month buys. Go to t2t.org and give 11 bucks a month. T2T.org.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night. I'm going to get to a bunch of emails and things like that here in just a little bit. I did want to get to this, though. The destruction of everything. We talk about that a lot, about how the communism is a religion, remember. This is not an ideology. It's not political. It's a religion of destruction and domination. And so because we don't think in those terms, you don't think like that. I don't think like that. Well, they do. So they're out to destroy all of it. And so that's the reason they never set aside politics. Why it's always on the tip of their tongue. Because there's never a reason to set aside your faith. The faith you're devout to. If you're actually devout to your faith, it never gets set aside. Or at least it shouldn't, right? Ideally, I realize it does, but it shouldn't. Well, that's how committed they are. The Atlanta Braves, they went to the White House. This is yesterday, I think. I just forgot. I didn't get to it last night. I had too much to get to. The Atlanta Braves went to the White House. And now, this is one of those Americana moments, right? Oh, winning team goes to the White House, meet the president, take a couple pictures, right? Well, no, that's how you think. That's not how these people think at all.
Controversial about the team name, the Braves name, the so-called Tomahawk Shop. Any thoughts on that?
So, look, we believe that it's important to have this conversation. And Native American and indigenous voices, they should be at the center of this conversation.
Why did they do this? Why did they tear down? Let's remember, we always have to understand the why. Why do they tear down everything, especially historically? Whether it's Columbus statues or Columbus Day, whether it's a Teddy Roosevelt statue in New York, Thomas Jefferson, Robert E. Lee, doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter what it is. Why do they tear down all of it? And it goes to even laughable things. Remember Aunt Jemima when they took the black lady off the logo? Remember they took the Indian chick off the Lando Lakes butter? I'm not making that up. Go look that up in case you forgot. They took the Indian chick off of Lando Lakes butter. What's that old joke? I didn't come up with it. So they kept the land and got rid of the Indian? You know, that's what they did. Why do they change team names? The Washington Redskins. I hate the Redskins. The Washington Redskins are now the Washington football team, or maybe they changed it to something else. I don't know. I stopped watching the NFL. But why? Is it accidental? Is it just laughable stuff? No. Remember, I want you to think about this like your home. I want you to think about it like your home. Because they are demons, really, who want to destroy everything, they want to burn your home down. Remember, they don't want to improve it. They don't want to touch up the paint. Hey, let's get a pressure washer on the fence. It's dirty. They look at your home and they want to burn it to ash. They understand because it's your home, you're going to resist them burning it to ash. Why, though? Why are you so resistant to letting these people burn your home to ash? Because you have an affinity for your home. You are moored to your home. When you walk into your kitchen, you can picture your kiddos sitting up at the counter eating the dinner you just made. You picture where you stand when your husband comes home from work. Husbands, you can picture, oh, that's where I watch my wife get dressed after a shower. She hates it. We all do it. Okay. No, but seriously, you can picture that's where the kids played in the backyard. We had a birthday party here. Remember Christmas under this tree? Hey, there's Grandpa's World War II medals on the wall. You are moored to your home. It's part of your identity. It gives you an affinity for your home. So if you're a disgusting demonic communist and you want to burn the home to ash, what do you do? Well, you start destroying those memories. Because if you don't have any idea where you came from, then you don't have any idea where you are, and you don't have any affinity for your home. You start taking Grandpa's medals off the wall. You start pointing out only the terrible things about your home. Yeah, I know you saw your wife making chicken fingers over there. Remember that spot there remember that spot where you stub your toe every time? This home, it sucks. Over and over and over and over and over again. When they destroy history, when they remove Teddy Roosevelt statues, understand that they're being purposeful about it. And understand every time you see some loser GOP senator like that idiot ginger in Oklahoma, James Lankford, when they were trying to change the name of military bases, he couldn't run to the camera fast enough. Yeah, those evil Confederates, just totally unaware of why the communist was doing what he was doing. Do you really think the people who've executed 63 million unborn babies in the country and currently believe that your 12-year-old son should chop his penis off, do you believe they're honestly upset about slavery in early America? Do you really believe that? Do you think these people, these communists, do you think they think about the Confederacy and get genuinely upset? Ah, that Stonewall Jackson, bad guy. They don't care. They know it's a wonderful opportunity to destroy your home, to unmoor you from your home, so you will be less resistant when they show up with gasoline and a match. Once they unmoor you from it, it just becomes a bunch of drywall and paint you don't care about at all. Shoot, you might not just step aside, you might help them burn it down. All right. Speaking of looking out for our own, I'll be frank with you. This is news to me. Do you know that 95% of the shrimp we eat in this country comes from other countries? I'm just being honest. I thought all of our shrimp came from here. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why that went through my head. I just assumed our shrimp comes from here. No, lots of the time it's from communist countries like Vietnam. You know that we do have a U.S.-based company, Mississippi Gulf Shrimp. You know they mail them to your front door, and they're, of course, the freshest, most flavorful shrimp I've ever had in my life. Biloxi Shrimp Co., entrepreneurs. They work with American shrimpers, American jobs, American shrimp. Talk about putting your money where your morals are. If you're a shrimp guy, and we are, I love shrimp. We just devour it in our house. Chris doesn't so much, but we do. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off your entire order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. All right. By the way, buy American. When you can, buy American. The quality's better anyway. I'm about tired of sending all my money overseas to countries that hate our freaking guts. I think we've done enough of that. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. All right. Let's move on here. Because, look, I just mentioned tearing everything down. Tearing at the fiber of everything. And here's what happens. They can be so effective pointing out the ugliness of things, they can intimidate you into silence. Even if you don't go along and help them burn the house down, you won't really want to stop them from doing it. Well, I don't want to change the name of military bases, but I don't like the Confederacy either. I don't like Robert E. Lee. I only know what people have told me about him. Oh, well, I'll just keep quiet. Well, they're doing it still. They're doing it again with someone else. I'm going to explain who this person is and why it matters. Hang on. Tonight.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes. Our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to its programs.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that historically delivers sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For just 20 bucks a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my sponsor and my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values. Go to puretalk.com/Jesse to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Jesse.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.